Welcome, Patricia. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
How did you become an expert in writing life stories?
Well, I've always had an interest in writing about people. I started writing for a weekly newspaper in my hometown, South Louisiana, when I was 14. And I always liked writing about people. I never liked much about the hard news. In my own life, I had the opportunity to know so much about my family and family history, and never really took the opportunity to ask any questions about my where I came from or the people in there. And it was such a great loss to me that I about 12 years ago, I decided, okay, I'm going to start trying to do something to help people to write their stories.
So why is your book called Eating an Elephant?
Well, I think it's pretty daunting for people to try to think about how to write their entire life story. It's this huge thing. And when I teach, I'd always talk about that. Okay, you know, it's something that's memorable. It's kind of like, okay, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? And so people would laugh and they would kind of relate to it. And then it provided a framework of how they could take something that was really large and break it down into something that was manageable. Because I think that's part of what keeps people away from even attempting to write their life stories, is just the size of the task.
I loved your quote, "The only way to do this wrong is not to do it at all." How do you convince reluctant writers to write their own story?
You know, we've all got this like ninth grade English teacher with a red pen sitting on our shoulders. And, you know, whenever we put something down on paper, you know, there's that critical judge that's sitting there saying, that's not very good, or this isn't correct, or and I think that's what helps, is like giving people the permission to write, to not have to write very well, to be able to put it down however it comes out, and to celebrate that.
What do you say to someone who says, I'm not going to write my life, I'm not interesting?
Well, the first thing I tell them is that they're wrong. That I believe every life is very interesting. And I've worked with a lot of people. A lot of times adult children will hire me to go out and interview their parents because they can't get their parents to write their story. And invariably, what the children, the adult children, want to know are the ordinary things. They don't care about the big, spectacular things. They want to know about what was it like to go to school in when you were growing up, and what did you do for fun? What kind of games did you like to play? What did you eat? What was your favorite food? I mean, very ordinary, common things. And I believe when people realize that, how much interest there is in the ordinary, and how much their families and others do want to know about it, then it opens them up to it, to not thinking that they have to have this exceptional life.
Oh, I've read in your book that writing your life doesn't have to be a linear thing. I was born in December of 1945. And talk about that a bit.
Well, I think that's the kiss of death to someone trying to write their story, is if they have to start when I was born a very young child, and, you know, go systematically through their entire life. I think it's just too daunting of a task. And, you know, what I encourage people to do is just get like a 3-ring binder, put dividers in it, one for every decade of your life, and then write whatever happens to be on your mind for that day or whatever you happen to think about. And then you can just put it in the binder where it belongs with the different dividers. And then it's putting an organization on what you're writing, your body of work, but it's not forcing you to write chronologically.
Well, let's talk about your best top 5 tips, for example, for getting started. Share some of those with us.
The first thing that I would encourage somebody to do is make sure that they have a notebook with them everywhere they go. Little, little notepads, not sticky notes. I find sticky notes tend to get lost and can take over people's lives. It can definitely take over my life. But I encourage them to have little notebooks by the side of the bed, in the car, in their bag, in their pocket, wherever, because the thoughts come and the memories come at very inconvenient times. So it's good if they can just jot down one or two words that will help them to remember later on when they get to a position, in a position where they can write down. So I really encourage people to do that, to keep a notebook with them. And I'm a very big fan of lists. And I, for a number of reasons, one being, I guess the primary one being, is that to write a list is not a very intimidating thing. We write lists all the time, every day, you know, to-do list, grocery list, whatever. So it's not something that's daunting.
What are some of the memoirs or biographies or autobiographies that have been published that really made an impact on you?
Well, one of my absolute favorites is a book by the name of The Glass Castle by Jeanette Walls. And she wrote about her family, and it was kind of a crazy family. And it was just her experiences, but it was just so beautifully written. And one thing that I liked about it a lot, and I try to encourage my students, and even especially when they're writing about things that are difficult, is she wrote with a complete lack of judgment. And in a lot of cases, if I would say the majority of the book, her family or parents did not come off looking very well, but you never sensed the hint of judgment in it. She just kind of laid out all the facts, this happened, then that, and I think that's a great gift to do it in that way. Well, and I love Rick Bragg. He's one of my absolute favorites. He's a Southern boy like I am, and I'm from the South, and just writes with such humor and vividness in his language. There's just a freshness that when I read him, it's like I know that I've not read anything else like him.
Well, Patricia, how can our listeners find out more about you and your writing seminars? Where should they go?
Well, the first place to start would be on my website, and it's www.writingyourlife.org. And Writing Your Life is all spelled out, writingyourlife.org. And there it talks about all the different classes that are in the Orlando area. I have some online classes, which I'll be expanding soon. Now, I just really would like to encourage people to start, to not wait, and to just start and to write, just to start with the first sentence. And because you never know where that first sentence will take you. So I appreciate the opportunity. I kind of got launched on this crusade about 12 years ago trying to encourage people to do this. And I've seen such miraculous things happen. I mean, healing for the person who's doing the writing, and then connections between family members and conversations that were started that would never have been otherwise. So it's well worth any effort that someone would put into it. The time, what they'll get back will be way more than what they ever put into it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Patricia.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.